Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella High School seniors Journey Reynolds and Erica Nossman join us on today's program to discuss their involvement in Pella Forte and Saturday's showcase event.
Two of eight seniors, as I understand, on Pella Forte, and you had your big showcase. First of all, what does this night mean, kind of the end of the season to both of you?
The end of the season is really kind of a sad time, but also really happy because we get to showcase everything we've done throughout the year, from homecoming all the way to our state routines, and then further than that with our co-ed, hip-hop, and other routines that we add in later in the season.
And I agree with Erica. It's kind of been a bittersweet season. We've learned a lot about each other, and we've grown a lot closer, and I'm just super thankful that I've had a great group of people to work with and all the support from the families and the community as well.
Both of you have mentioned that this is a very big night. There's all sorts of routines going on, and this is, encompasses your whole season. How much work do you ladies put into the various routines? Because there's different routines, there's different performances, there's different music to dance to. It seems like there's a lot of work that goes into this.
Oh yeah, it's definitely a ton of work. We start all the way at the beginning of August with learning our homecoming routines and just getting in shape, and we also learn all of our state routines then, and we continue to work through them. And November and October are really intense months for us, and then when we come back into the new year, we always have just a lot of fun with learning the a little bit more laid back routines.
Why don't you describe some of the performances that you have? What are the routines that you've had, either it be state or the homecoming or whatever it might be?
At state, it's really nerve-wracking because it's a big competition and it's at Wells Fargo Arena, so there are so many people there, and it's actually our only competition that we did this year, so we all had a lot of pressure and we performed it so well and we were so happy. But then when we come back for homecoming and our spring show, it's so different and so fun to perform for our home crowd.
I agree with that as well. Homecoming and spring show are definitely a fun way to just show the town on a more personable level of like what we've been working for. And then state competition, again, is very nerve-wracking, but it's just amazing to see what we all bring because everybody works so incredibly hard. So it's really cool to see, so the progression.
And I understand you had a big trip this year too, to the Outback Bowl. What was that like?
That was definitely a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Florida was very pretty, and the practices and everything were just wonderful, and it was amazing to perform in a stadium that big.
We got to dance with a lot of other girls from different states and different schools, so it was really neat to put our skills into a different style of dance, into a huge number with hundreds of girls, and it was just so amazing to experience a performance at a halftime of an NCAA football game.
If anyone's seen Pella Forte before, especially over the past 4 years, they've seen a very similar group kind of rise up through the ranks. Eight seniors, as I understand, the largest class ever. What has it meant to be with this group for 4 years and to have all the experiences you've had since your freshman year?
It's just so amazing, and it's so hard that it's coming to an end because this is the friends and group we've known since we were freshmen and even before that. And seeing where everyone has grown from since our freshman year and seeing where everyone is headed off to into the future, I'm so proud to be part of this group.
Yeah, the past 4 years have just flown by. It's amazing that we've come this far. A lot of progression has been made, and the coaches have definitely taught us a lot about ourselves. And we've learned a lot of character building aspects and also a lot of responsibility, which will help in the future, and I'm super grateful for that.
And if there are younger girls out there that may be involved, we saw the dance company, for example, tonight, that, you know, are going to come to Pella High School, what do you recommend most about this experience? Or I guess just overall, give that advice to those younger girls who may be coming up that will one day be Pella Forte members.
I would say that dancing at a studio, I did it for many years, and it's so much fun and a great way to learn. But when you get to high school, you should definitely join the Forte team because it's a different experience representing your school and using all your skills to promote our school, and it's just an amazing group to be with.
I'd say don't be scared to try something new. These past years, like, we tried color guard for the very first time, and I'm not in band, but that was an amazing experience. But never be scared to try something new because you'll love it in the end because it'll challenge you and make you better.
Once again, those were Pella Forte seniors Journey Reynolds and Erica Nossman. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.